Now back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Excuse me, I don't think there's anything wrong with the action on this piano.
Well, I heard about the fella you've been dancing with all over the neighborhood. So why didn't you ask me, baby? Didn't you think I could? Well, I know that the boogaloo is out of sight, but the shingling's a thing tonight. But if that was you and me, I'd have, baby, I would have shown you how to do it right. Do it right. Do it right. Do it right.
Do it right.
Do it right.
Classic. Ray Charles. I know, I gotta take an IOU. Shaking a tail feather. 1980, the Blues Brothers.
So awesome.
Yeah, well, it made you smile, though, you know?
Of course it did.
That's what we're about.
Ray always does, and as do the Blues Brothers.
Absolutely.
Make me smile. Put a little blues.
1-866-823-1077 is the number. Michael said, right after the man from Manchester called to say it was snowing, I looked down the river. It was a passenger jet at low altitude circling. And he said, I was using, was holding due to the field being below minimum. So I don't see that ever. Weird morning. Wow.
This has been a totally strange morning.
Yeah, it has.
Totally strange morning. Again, we expected some snow up north, and then we got early morning reports of snow hither and thither all over the place.
Would that be hither and yawn?
Well, I didn't want anybody yawning during our show.
Well, good point.
So okay, I thithered it.
You were so good.
It's good to think like that.
just got a text from Yawn. 9:16 is the time.
And again, I think if we get nothing else out of going through what we're going through,
going through the Corona thing.
Sorry.
I'm not
being clear.
Okay. No,
do you think I was talking about the snow thing?
Well, menopause. I didn't know what you were talking about. I just figured I'd put it
manopause.
Out there. Yeah, you know.
No, but it's about keeping it local. All right, we talked to Amy Hall from the New Hampshire Dairy promotion. Keep it local, buy local stuff. In dealing with China throughout this whole thing,
true.
More and more people are saying, you know, make sure you're not buying Chinese, buy American, get out and support the small businesses. And it is all about local, and including local banking.
Uh-huh. And joining us here this morning, the president of New Hampshire Trust, Paul Provo. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Great to be with you.
I'm so happy you are. This is a tumultuous time right now. And if anybody's watching the stock market on a daily basis, number one, stop. well, just because it's just the word volatile, I think, is going to be attached to stocks and investing and stuff like that. And we need to sort of keep our calm through this.
You're exactly right. I mean, there is just a degree of this that you can make it worse by paying too much attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and then you start to get into doing business in an emotional way. And it really, you need to use some other part of your brain when you're dealing with business like this.
Yeah, and this is classically what we would call in the investment business an event-driven downturn in the market.
Sure.
The event is obviously the virus. Mm-hmm. As the virus makes its way into a better situation, so will the economy and so will the market.
Right. Again, everything that goes down must come back up again. Of course, probably not as good as it's been doing until this whole thing came to be, but it will. Everything will sort of stabilize and find its way. I know that a lot of us are caring about the economy and trying to get the economy going again. In the meantime, the government has stepped in and people have gotten stimulus checks. Is there something that they can do to maybe make themselves feel a little bit better about what we got going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's, it's important to say everybody's situation is different, right?
But very true.
Those stimulus checks hit last week. Well, we could see it in our banking franchise, right? The cumulative effect of a lot of $1,200 direct deposits.
Mm-hmm.
I know people in the restaurant business that tell me that they had their single best day last Wednesday, that they'd had in months. And you have to believe that a big part of that is, as you said, sort of a relief to say, okay, we got this deposit. Let's go order from one of our local restaurants. There is a balance between sort of some people will want to save it because it will make them feel better to have money in their account for a rainy day.
Sure.
But other people need to spend it on the basics of going to the grocery store or paying their rent or doing all those normal things that may have been put at risk because of the awful job loss that we're experiencing, at least in the short term.
Yeah, it is really tough. And especially, again, like you said, nobody, we're not in the, I think I read something over the weekend that we're not in the same boat altogether. We are in the same storm.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Well, it is because not everybody, there are some married couples that are both still essential workers. And then there are some married couples that both, experienced either furlough or a layoff. And, you know, life is all of a sudden changed from the way it was 2 months ago.
You know, when we get through the short-term part of this and what the market's doing today and is my 401k higher balance, I think it's going to cause a lot of reevaluation of things that matter and some trends that look like, you know, absolute you could count on it maybe reverse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw, there was an article in the national press this weekend about young people living in cities, and it turns out in a climate where density in a lot of population, public transportation could be a higher risk than living in bucolic central New Hampshire, maybe central New Hampshire looks that much better.
Yeah, well, if judging by the license plates I see on the roads, Paul, I think there are a lot of people that feel that way. But that notwithstanding, we're talking about us here in New Hampshire. When we do get through this, I think people may have had time during all of this to maybe reconsider what they're doing to help preserve their future.
I think that's exactly right. Choices of occupation. I mean, the gig economy, rightly so, has become such a big part of our economic world. But it is my guess that if you're laid off right now, you're more likely to have been laid off if you worked for some part of the gig economy than I happen to work for a company that's 156 years old. It's an entirely different picture. Now, we don't have the excitement of some of these dot-coms, but I do have that certainty that I know where my paycheck's coming from.
Well, and again, I think when you work with New Hampshire Trust, and in what ways do people actually work with you, Paul?
Well, that's something I think I'd want all your readers to, listeners to consider right now is how complex this situation is. So our team of professionals have actually talked with or had, you know, serious interactions through Zoom and stuff like that, 3,000 clients over the last 5 weeks. And the complexities involve the market, the economy, pretty substantial changes to taxation, changes to plans related to retirement rules. And so this touches every part of the economy. And for the many, many customers that have financial plans, we find we are either adjusting them, adapting them to these new circumstances because an awful lot has changed.
Yeah, it's so very true. And I think that maybe now people will have a little time to sort of take stock in how their portfolio is set up and what do I feel good about? What do I not feel good about? And you can really help people through that.
That's right. And that's it's a little bit self-serving to say, but this is a great time to have a relationship with a professional in these areas of financial planning, tax, accounting. You know, we'd love it to be with us, but if not with anybody, right? Because you're getting that perspective of more than just the immediacy of, I'm temporarily furloughed or I lost my job or my 401k is down 10%.
Right.
You have that ability to think about it over the longer haul.
Right. Exactly. And you do, because again, this thing came out of nowhere, so it seems. I mean, and it just upended just about everything. I don't think there's anyone that has not been affected by this coronavirus pandemic. But it's not so, when we do come out of this, it's not going to be about the immediate thing of I just got furloughed, but it's going to be, well, how can I protect myself if something like this ever happens again?
Well, you know, we're on the same page. We think about our clientele, and a lot of them in retirement, either they themselves have moved away or their children, who they're proud of, you know, they raised and went through colleges and things like that. They live in different parts of the country. Mm-hmm. And that factor alone is a major, major difference between somebody who, you know, might have the relative right around the corner on the other side of town, compared to a senior who's 70 years old living alone and in, you know, five states away from their next closest relative.
Right.
That's where I keep coming back to. This thing is not just going to change our financial habits. It's going to change a lot of our societal living habits.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, you know, long gone are the days of, you know, when the family all lived in the same neighborhood or even in the same house, all generations, you know.
Here's a personal anecdote. My wife and I have 20-year-old daughters, 20-something-year-old daughters, and a year and a half ago we thought about selling our house that we raised them in. We decided not to, and having that extra space right now turns out to be a really good thing with three of us working from home in our house.
Oh, please trust me. I've got a 19-year-old college student. After one semester of freshman year, he's real excited to be home. But he's doing his online schooling. And my second daughter was living in New York City and just happened to come home. And then we said, okay, you're staying.
Well, Pat, that's a good reminder, and if you don't mind, I'll advise based on, it sounds like you and I are of the same generation. What a great opportunity to embrace technology, right? I mean, I didn't know what a Zoom cocktail party was 6 weeks ago. It's now part of the normal usage in our language. But at work, there's so many of those things that it's opportunities for people to embrace change and learn about something new.
Absolutely, and including about their own future. If anybody wanted to get in touch with New Hampshire Trust, how could we do that?
So New Hampshire Trust provides our services primarily, but not exclusively, for the customers of Merrimack County Savings Bank here in central New Hampshire, Meredith Village Savings Bank, and Savings Bank of Walpole and Keene. And so you can connect to us through those banks, or our brand name is in the – we. Picked a real fine time to change our name and logo, but under Mill River Wealth Management. That's our current website, millriverwealth.com. It'll be changing in May to New Hampshire Trust, but we're available through all those points of service and touch through the three banks and through our own website.
All right, that's awesome. And in full disclosure, I've been a Meredith Village Savings Bank customer since my wife and I moved up here 30-plus years ago, so...
Oh, that's great to hear. Thank you.
Well, you know, I prefer working with a local bank, not somebody that's whose name may be on a credit card that the bank is in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I like it local.
Thank you for saying so. We're so proud of our community bank and our colleagues that are in the lending business who have, you know, helping to save Main Streets everywhere by processing these PPP loans for literally thousands of customers at this stage, 3-4 weeks into it.
Yes, and hopefully round two is coming up real soon, so...
I think so. I think Washington's going to get it together today or tomorrow.
I think that's a good thing. All right. Paul Provost, president of NH Trust, thank you so much for taking time with us to kind of maybe ease some minds a little bit.
You're welcome, Pat. Thank you for helping your listeners to understand that this too shall pass and we'll all come out on the other side, understanding that may be a little different than the way we went in.
Yes, yes, it would. But we'll come out. If that does not kill us, we'll make us stronger, Paul.
I think that's what my mom told me.
Hey, listen, I'm still living off my mom and dad's lessons. It's a good thing. Paul, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Take care now.
Thank you so much. That's great. Again, keep it local. That's what it's all about. Straight ahead, we've got more of Good Morning New Hampshire coming right up on 107.7 The Pulse.